could preach on this topic. And he said, go ahead. But the one thing I'm looking at is the one word, conspiracy. It's found 20-some times in the Bible. The first conspiracy that ever took place was in heaven, where the first sin was in heaven. Satan was proud. He was one of the archangels, Lucifer. And he rebelled. He was proud and he wanted to be like the Most High God. And he took one third of the angels of heaven with him to earth when they were cast out. So if you will, just turn to Revelation. Chapter 13. How many of you remember? Maybe none of you are that old. It used to be in school, we didn't have math. We had arithmetic. Have you ever seen the old arithmetic books? They had the answers to the problems in the back. Yes. Hey, you gear boys, the old arithmetic books, the math books, the questions and the problems had the answers in the back of the book. How would you like that? Huh? You'd like that, huh? Well, we're going to start in the back of the book. We're going to start in the back of the book. And there's some answers. Of course, we know, and you and I know, all of us that have been here any time, when we look at what God has done, what the good Lord has done, you recall reading the scripture verse in chapter 13 of Revelation, in verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. The names not written. Those not written in the book of life, of the life of the Lamb, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. God in his omniscience, all knowing, omniscience, all science, all knowledge. He knew aforetime in his foreknowledge that he was going to need to redeem his people from sin, because he made the angels and he made the human beings with a free will to do what they wanted to. God wanted worship from those who wanted to worship him. He didn't want robots. And so this portion of scripture here in 13:8 talks about the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That goes right back to Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. Pardon me. And that passage of scripture there in Genesis 3:15. Let's turn there. Genesis 3:15. The first prophecy of Calvary. The first prophecy of Christ in the Old Testament. It says, and this is Calvary, you can see it. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So who's God talking to? God is talking to Satan. Look back at verse 14. Well, let's go
Let's go on back to verse 12. And the man said unto the woman, whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me the tree, and he did, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And here's the prophecy, the great prophecy of Calvary. It pictures Calvary and Jesus Christ dying there. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Who's thee? That's Satan. Thee and the woman, between thy seed. Whose seed is that? Satan's seed. All the wicked seed, all the wicked things that come on in the world, the conspiracy of these enemies. And her seed, which is Jesus Christ, it shall bruise thy head. In other words, the seed, Jesus Christ, will bruise the head of Satan, but it won't kill him. And thou shalt bruise his heel. There it is. Who's thou? Thou is Satan. What's Satan going to do? Satan is going to bruise the heel of this person, which is the prophecy of Jesus Christ. Everybody knows that when the Romans would crucify their guilty ones, that they would crucify for capital punishment, when they would nail them to the cross, their heels would bruise because of the way they would nail them to the cross. And here it is. Thou, Satan, shalt bruise his heel, Jesus Christ. There we have the picture of Christ in the Old Testament. I have a very small outline. There's only 5 points to it. And I'm not going to be long. But it's conspiracy and creation. Conspiracies, clarification. Conspiracies, continuation. Conspiracies, calamities. Conspiracies, condemnation. The creation was, of course, the foreknowledge of God. He knew that this conspiracy would be taking place. So he made preparation for it. The conspiracy and clarification. The fear of godly men, how they would clarify these issues concerning conspiracy. And then conspiracy continuation. The followers of evil would continue on. And the conspiracies of calamities. This deals with the latter time when, of course, the tribulation will take place. And then the conspiracies, condemnation, which is finally the conspirator himself, which is Satan, will be cast away. In the Garden of Eden, we see, of course, the picture of it taking place. The continuation, conspiracy's continuation, we can look in several places how it continued. One of the most common ones that you all remember is the conspiracy concerning Absalom and David. Absalom conspired with all the Jews, and he won their favor. When they came for questioning, he would kiss their hand, and he won their hearts. And he was about to overthrow David from his kingdom.
in 2 Samuel 15 and 12. And still we go on in the Old Testament. We have Amaziah, who was slain in a conspiracy. And also Shalom and Hoshea and Assyria, all in the book of 2 Samuel. Then we also have in Jeremiah 11:9, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We go on further in the Old Testament, getting close to the time when the Jews were taken over by Nebuchadnezzar. There was conspiracy in their prophets in Ezekiel chapter 22 and 25. When we go into the New Testament, we see some more conspiracy. Let's take, for example, the Mount of Temptation. In Matthew 4:8, it says, and again the devil taketh him up into exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the earth and their glory. And Satan, the chief conspirator, tried to get him to cast himself down. What was it, though? It says, he showed him, who showed him? Satan showed him. Satan showed him, Jesus, all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Huh. This tells me that the nations of the world are basically controlled by Satan. I mean, we can see it in the Old Testament. I mean, one king after another, the kings would kill kings and they would work together to overthrow a kingdom, and one kingdom will be overthrown by another. Even Nebuchadnezzar. Isn't it amazing that Nebuchadnezzar had built this great wall around the city, and it was impregnable. I forget how. I think it was three chariots could ride abreast on this wall around the city. It was impregnable. And guess what happened one night? Huh? What happened one night? The water was diverted from beneath the city. And Persia walked right in and took them without a shot. Captured all of that city that Nebuchadnezzar thought he would never lose. So that's one of those things. And then we see another conspiracy in the New Testament. How about the Apostle Paul? It says in Acts 3:12, and when it was day, certain Jews band together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, we have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. So there we see a conspiracy to kill the Apostle Paul. Going on a little bit further in conspiracy's continuation, in 1881, something very tragic took place. It was a conspiracy to kill the Word of God, Westcott and Hort made their writing, their corrupt writing of what they call the Scripture, with so many manuscripts, some differing from one another. There are different translations and philosophies. We have about 50 main versions in the English Bible today. If we were to count the revisions as well as into the hundreds of Bibles. Another reason there is that many versions of the English Bible is that over time the English language has changed dramatically. Well, you can do all the reasoning you want to about the King James Bible. But the King James Bible was a received text, and it was good for nearly three centuries. And then all of this onslaught of all these versions came upon us. Ecumenicalism was wide open. Oh, that was a nice conspiracy, you know. We would just all get together, all be of one mind, all in accord, and do all their corrupt stuff together. That's what it amounts to. And that was, of course, ecumenicalism had several forefathers. I guess one main one. In 1910, the Edinburgh Missionary Conference was called together, and this was a leaning to the left. And in 1948, the World Council of Churches, which included Catholics, all on the same page together. There is, as we know, going to be a one world government, a one world currency, and a one world religion when the Antichrist comes on the scene. There are many Antichrists, the spirit of the Antichrist, present in this world and time right now. The Antichrist may even be here. We don't know. There's conspiracies. By the way, you know, with this COVID-19 thing, the press talks about the theories of conspiracy. Well, let me tell you something. Conspiracy in the Bible is not a theory. It's a fact. It is a fact. Conspiracy is a biblical fact. And it's still present. Why do we know that? We're still here on earth. We're waiting for the rapture time. We're wanting to go home. I'd rather go home by the Undertaker than the Undertaker any day. And I'm getting closer to the Undertaker all the time. And we have the conspiracy's clarification. Godly men that fear God. In 1903, the Scofield Study Bible came on the picture. I've got a Scofield Study Bible right here with me tonight. It was given to me quite some time ago. I've got several people's autographs in here. But there's something I want to show you, which I'm going to get to right now. When I get over here to the front of it, it has edited by Reverend C.I. Scofield, Doctor of Divinity, Consulting Editors, Henry Weston, James Gray, William Erdman, Arthur Pearson, W.G. Moorhead, Elmore Harris, Arno Gabelein, William Pettengill. Arno Gabelein. I got a book by Arno Gabelein. Conflict of the Ages. Talks about conspiracy. Arno Gabelein, contributing editor to the Scofield Bible. 1903, the Scofield Bible came on the scene, and It is one that has been probably responsible for dispensationalism, among other things, premillennial, rapture,
before the millennial. But Gabelein was one of the consulting editors. And this conflict of the ages is called the mystery of lawlessness. And in the front of it, he has an insignia of the dollar bill and what it stands for. Do you know that the super rich of this world control governments? Now this guy, he will take people to task. Okay, I've got another one. A good friend of mine I went to Bible college with, James Patrick. This is his research. James Patrick's research. Preacher friend of mine, East Moline, Illinois. A brilliant man. America 2000. Goals 2000. This is a research of what leads up to this conspiracy. Not only that, we're talking about money. He has, in the back of his book, a chart. If I can get it open. There it is. Okay. Mark, can you give me a hand on this thing? Or John Boy? We don't want to tear it. Just hold the book up so I can hold this and show this to him. Look at that. This is the tracing of the funds of money through the banking systems for all wars. Wars, okay, let's see if we can fold it back up. Every place there is red, it's concerning the Council on Foreign Relations, the Illuminati. And it shows how these investors, these world financial tycoons who control nations, they create wars. They create wars and they fund both sides in the war. They fund money to make war machines to kill each other. And so they get lots of money by funding nations to create war. There will be wars and wars and rumors of wars all the way through this age. And this man took and showed how the world banking system is behind all of that. War creates debt. Debt creates war. It's just an ongoing process. And they make their billions and billions on conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a day when conspiracy is still alive. This is a real virus that we have. There's no doubt about it. But it was over-publicized. And by the way, there has never in the history of the globe, the history on earth, where God plagued the whole world. He plagued nations. He plagued Egypt with Moses. You remember that? All the different plagues that came upon Pharaoh. But there's never been a plague on the whole world. So whose idea that this thing is worldwide? It's propaganda, folks. It's conspiracy. I believe, as some have said, it was the possibility of a global takeover. The truth is, there is one man and one nation. One man and one nation. The United Nations hate this man. They want him out of the way. This man is none other than Donald Trump. The UN, on their charter right now, they have a goal of the year 2030 to have every human being on the face of the earth a digital number. That sound like 666? 2030. We're living in 2020. And there's a tribulation period of 7 years. And we're going to be out of here for that? You know, it could be that we're as close as 3 years or less for the rapture, folks. Amen. We're not going to set dates. We can't set a date. But I'll tell you what, we're right at the door. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. Blessed be God. Anyway, that makes it a little bit more clear. The international banking system. And the conspiracies, calamities, which of course is the tribulation. Nothing takes God by surprise. One of the most difficult Bible verses I could accept for years was Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. Well, you have to be called first. Called to what? Called to redemption. You're one of his own when you're called to redemption and you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And when you're in that position, all things do work together for good to them that love God. But in our day and time, with the destruction of the scriptures and all these versions. You know that when you go to a funeral, everybody who is put in a casket goes to heaven in this day and time. Everybody goes to heaven. That's not true. Romans 8:28. According to his purpose. He purposes everything according to his will. Ephesians 1:11, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, even so will we be with the Lord. The Antichrist poses as a savior for three and a half years. They follow him. And then in the middle of that 3.5 years, he turns on them. And then the great tribulation takes place. It's called the beginning of sorrows in Matthew 24:8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24:9. Listen to it. I'll read it again. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill, and ye shall be hated of whom? All nations, for my name's sake.
That's why America has to be out of the picture. That's why Trump has to be out of the picture, because we right now are the friend to Israel. And Israel cannot have a friend when this takes place. So maybe the United States may become a third world country. Maybe they will be conquered. I don't know. But one thing I do know, I'm going to be out of here. I'm going home. I'm going home. If this happens soon and we don't die, we're going to be out of here, folks. The rapture is going to take place. Hallelujah to God. Even so, Lord, come quickly. And then the conspiracy is condemnation. Oh, Lucifer, the one who deceives the nations in Revelation 20 and verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, that's after the tribulation and the millennium, Satan will be loosed out of his prison and shall go out and deceive the nations again, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together in battle. The number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up by the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and their beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Satan will have a fiery end. And hallelujah. Victory at last. Victory at last. Thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, dear God, for your great grace and mercy. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from sin. The Spirit of God that draws a man to salvation. And the quickening of the Spirit, regenerated by the grace and mercy of God. Made a child of God, heir to the throne. Thank you for this time together. Bless our prayer time. In Christ's name.